Blog Talk Radio.
Fasten your seatbelts and put your foot on the gas. The Red Light Sports Network presents the Red Light Sports Ramble.
They say it's cool and that, but they probably don't really think it's that cool.
With Troy Otradovic.
He is really good.
And Evan Witalison.
He's awesome.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Red Light Sports Ramble. I am Troy Otradovic, joined by the marvelous Evan Witalison out in the great state of Wisconsin. It is Thursday night, which means it is Packer preview. But before we get into that, how are you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing all right. And Troy, I've been thinking. You know, the Patriots, who should lose tonight, on paper, they should easily lose tonight. They have a rookie quarterback starting. They have a wide receiver, the emergency quarterback, and yet somehow they're winning 20-0. I think New England could have URI a quarterback, and they would still find a way to win. You know, this was supposed to be the Patriots losing today. You know, at best, they were supposed to go 2-2 without Tom Brady, and now they're on the verge of going 3-0 without Tom Brady. So, you know, I think, like I said, I think you or I could be the starting quarterback for the New England Patriots, and they would still find a way to win. That, you know, exciting game to talk about for Sunday afternoon, Packers versus Lions. It's going to be, you know, the Lions are, you know, it's going to be a big game for Green Bay as the Lions are coming in, struggling somewhat after a tough loss to the Houston Texans and following a week one loss as well. Sorry, a week one win against Indy, and they had a loss against Tennessee and Detroit. They're very up and down team. Green Bay also up and down at the moment. So it's going to be a, you know, what's going to give in this week. So we're going to talk a lot about that. And you are welcome to call in if you like, if you're listening, 646-915-8254, and you're welcome to call in anytime we do a show and give your thoughts on the topic at hand. But with that, Troy, I'm going to waste no more time and throw it back over to you. How are things in Western PA today?
Well, things are going good. Excited to talk about, you know, Packers versus Lions. Like you said, this is a game, and I put in the preview, that doesn't matter what the stats are, doesn't matter what the records are, you throw them all out the window. It's an NFC North game, back-to-back for the Packers. They played the Lions, and now are the Vikings, now the Lions. This game at Lambeau Field, so it is an opportunity to get back on track. If you're a Green Bay Packer fan and if you're a Lions fan, it is a way to possibly figure out a way to contend for a division title. You got to get through Green Bay and Minnesota. But it's one of those games, Evan, in the NFC North where you throw the records out, throw the stats out. It's going to come down basically to who's tougher, and I air quote tougher. Doesn't necessarily mean you got to roll your sleeves up and be in a brawl and in a street fight. It's about who's going to win in the trenches and who's going to make the plays when it counts. And there's been times that, you know, one or the other team is better than the other, but it doesn't matter if a team is 12-0 and the other team is 0-12. These are NFC North games. They know each other so well, and it's, you know, time to rock and roll. But we'll get right into it, Evan. After what I call a disappointing performance against Minnesota, you've got to turn around, you come home, you're in front of the fans. This is a game that Green Bay must turn it around. I'm not saying I've lost my confidence in them, but offensively, this is a team, and we've talked about it, with their talent, should be able to put up points. And now we're going to just stay on the offensive side of the ball, and I'll start there. This Lions defense not very good right now. Giving up over 400 yards a game. Nearly 110 rushing, nearly 300 passing. If I'm Aaron Rodgers, Evan, and this is all I'm going to throw back to you, if I'm Aaron Rodgers, shouldn't he be drooling this week looking at this Lions defense?
Yeah, he definitely should be. Detroit does not have a very good defense at all. They give up over 100 yard rushing on the ground. They average about 110 yards allowed on the ground, give up about 296 yards per game through the air, 406 total yards on defense, and they give up 25 points per game. So, yeah, Rodgers should be drawn. Detroit's defense, not very good. But I said this last night, and I'll say it again. One of my biggest concerns is that, Rodgers goes out, doesn't change anything, throwing off his back foot, stuff like that, and they end up destroying Detroit. And then Rodgers thinks that all is fine and dandy and doesn't have to work on the fundamentals. That's my biggest concern. You know, when I look at this matchup, you know, Green Bay needs to get more balanced. You look at Green Bay's stats so far this year. You know, rushing the ball, Eddie Lacy had 26 attempts on the year for 111 yards, and James Starks has 11 for 10. Aaron Rodgers has 7 for 45, and Randall Cobb 4 for 12. Rodgers has thrown the ball 70 times through two games. They need to run the ball more. They need to run the ball more to set up that passing game. That's what they need to do. And this is the perfect time to do it against Detroit, because Detroit struggled doing against both. They struggled covering the pass, and they struggled covering the run. You know, you look at the cornerback position for Detroit. They got Nevin Lawson and Darius Slay at corner, Tavon Wilson and Glover Quinn at safety. And then linebackers, they have DeAndre Levy, who's questionable. His backup, Antoine Williams, is questionable. They got Tahar Whitehead in the middle. And he got Kyle Van Noy at the other outside linebacker position. He's questionable. Defensive line, you got Devin Taylor, Haladi Nagada, Teron Walker, who's questionable, and Ezekiel Ansah, who as well. And then you look at the backups for Detroit. Wallace Gilberry is questionable. And like I said, Antoine Williams is questionable. So Detroit has a few guys on defense questionable to play. And I know they got rid of probable, so some of those guys might be listed as probable under the old NFL rules. And maybe that's a different conversation for a different show, but I find it quite stupid they got rid of probable and now everybody's questionable or out. I kind of find that stupid. The right tackle for Detroit is questionable, and they're both tight ends are questionable, Ebron and Cole Wick. So this is definitely, Troy, a game that both the Packers offense and defense could easily get out of any kind of funk they've been in. You know, Nagata, he's more of a phone box type defensive tackle these days. He's not like he used to be. So what I look for Green Bay to do, I look for them early in this game, Troy, to pound the ball down Detroit's throat. I look for them to establish the ground game, and they're going to work on that ground game until they can't run the ball anymore. I wouldn't be surprised if this is the type of game that Aaron Rodgers only has about 24 to 28 pass attempts. I wouldn't be surprised one bit. I look for them to get Lacy and Starks involved early and often in this game. And they also got to find a way to get Jared Cook involved. And you look at the linebacking core and the safety core for Detroit, this is the game to do it. Detroit lacks athleticism at linebacker, especially with all the questionable injury people they have. Perfect opportunity to get Jared Cook going. But I look for Green Bay, Troy, to really work on what they've been struggling lately with and try to fix things. And I think this is a game offensively. The mirage is going to be up, that it's going to look like all problems will be fixed after this game. That's what I expect to see. When you look at Green Bay offensively, what do you expect to see?
Yeah, I don't think – well, here's how I'll put it. Rodgers only better throw the ball 30 times. And the reason I say that, I'll go back to some things. It's almost like you're reading my mind. And I know we've said this a lot over 3 years. For those that listen in, Evan and I don't sit and compare all our notes. And you pretty much hit on everything that I've wanted to talk about, Evan. One is a balanced attack. You know, we talked about it last week. You got Eddie Lacy rumbling, tumbling, looking really good. I don't know why in the hell you're not just giving him and feeding him the ball. This very well could be the last year you have Eddie Lacy. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not saying that, and I'm not saying that in a bad way, that, oh, we're going to get rid of Eddie Lacy because we don't want him. He's a free agent at the end of the year, Evan. And so it's the NFL. You never know what's going to happen. So if I'm Mike McCarthy, I'm not sitting here worrying about long time, 2 years from now, I'm going to wear his lights out. Pound the ball with Eddie Lacy. Whether or not he's still in your doghouse, give the ball to Eddie Lacy. The guy is going to get you two, three yards, and then he's going to have that one run during the game where he breaks it for 30 yards. That is an Eddie Lacy-style game, and that's what has to happen. It's not what should happen. It has to happen for them to win. If they don't run the ball with Eddie Lacy, and I'm talking just Eddie Lacy, 15 to 20 times, the Packers don't win this game. There's no way. This is a perfect time. You look at Detroit defensively. They should be able to run the ball. They should be able to pass the ball. Problem the Packers have, Evan, is exactly what you said. Getting too dang fancy with this trying to pass the ball. And I don't know if it's Rodgers audibling out or what. But the passing game is not there because we haven't established any bit of a run presence. Play action is a key for every team. If you've established the run and you can get a good play action that is actually play action because you're keeping the defense off balance, it's going to open up other opportunities. And we went off in the offseason, we signed Cook, and you and I both said this is a good signing. Like Jared Cook, this should be great, should open up the middle of the field. How much have they used him? And when I look at how they're using him, it's like whatever happened to the plays when JerMichael Finley was here. Now, Jared Cook is no JerMichael, but he's a guy that can actually get open in the middle. And I'm not saying that he's going to be a Finley type, but this guy is a talented guy. Give him some opportunities to stretch the middle of the field. None of this 4-yard out play for Jared Cook. Get him down the seam. You want to try to open up something for your receivers? Well, you need to do something in the middle of the field. We talk about the Packers' defense being weak in the middle. Packers have to try and expose other teams in the middle, Evan. Just have to do it. And so I think the Packers can actually have their way with Detroit's defense. Houston moved the ball on them. Indianapolis, of course, moved the ball on them. If Tennessee can move the ball on Detroit, Evan, there is no reason that the Green Bay Packers can't move the ball. And it all comes down to being able to establish the run. This is a game that I'm going to say the prediction is they have to run the ball more than they pass it to win this game. If they just want to start chucking the ball around 40 times, they're not going to win. They've got to run the ball. That's all I have on offense.
Yeah, rushing the ball, as we both said, is going to be key. They have to, they have to rush the ball. They got to run the ball. They have to. They can't throw the ball like 35, 40 times and get this W. Defensively, Detroit's got some talent offensively. They really do. You look at the offense. You got Stafford at quarterback. I think he's very underrated. You have Tate at one wide receiver, Marvin Jones at the other. Marvin Jones here from Pittsburgh. And Anquan Boldin, the ageless wonder, who it always Green Bay struggles to cover every time they play against him. He always seems to tear him up at the number three receiver position for Detroit. Mm-hmm. Running back, Theo Riddick, and is their starting running back. Outside of him, not too much concern at the running back position. When you look at Detroit's offense so far, you got Matt Stafford has 600 yards and 4 touchdowns on 79 attempts.
He's been sacked 5 times, though, in 2 games. Amir Abdullah, 18 carries for 101 yards. Theo Riddick, 18 for 82. You got Marvin Jones, 12 catches for 203. And you have a bunch of guys with 9 catches. Ebron, 99 yards. Theo Riddick, 91 yards. And Golden Tate with 54 yards. And then Antoine Bolden, 7 catches for 83 yards. So, you know, Detroit spreads the ball around. You know, they're going to want to spread the ball around a little bit. And they I don't expect them to, to run the ball a whole lot. Week one, Amir Abdullah got 12 carries. And week two, he got 6 carries in the game. And then you look at Theo Riddick. In week one, he got 7 carries. And in week two, he got 11 carries. So Detroit doesn't really have one running back. They don't really have one back, and they spread the ball around a lot. I don't expect them to run much. I expect them to throw the ball. And Green Bay's defense, though, they have a shot to get a couple interceptions. Matt Stafford tends to throw the ball in bad spots. I mean, he starts throwing interceptions. They tend to come in bunches. That seems to happen when Stafford starts with the interceptions. Green Bay's got to be aggressive in the front 7. No Detroit guy on in this game. He's going to be out with a knee injury. But they got to be aggressive in the front 7. They got to get pressure on Stafford because that's when Stafford that's when Stafford starts to get the happy feet and he starts throwing passes that can be intercepted. That's what they need to do. You know, Detroit's got much more balance in their passing game minus Calvin Johnson. You don't have Stafford forcing balls to Calvin Johnson, but history shows Stafford will rush deliveries, rush throws if under duress, and that's what they got to do. They got to get pressure on him. Detroit's offensive line isn't very good, especially when you're starting right tackle is struggling with an injury. Mike Daniels has been on an absolute tear this year. Daniels has been dominating, and they need Mike Daniels to continue to dominate up front to allow the defense to dominate. And if I'm Detroit, I don't want to run the ball on this Green Bay defense anyway. Green Bay is ranked number 1 in the NFL in rushing yards allowed. And I think Green Bay's defense should have another strong game, but Demarius Randle is going to have to step up and play much better than he did in week 2. Quentin Rollins is going to have to step up and play much better than he did in week 1 because Sam Shields is likely not coming through that door anytime soon to draft. So what are your thoughts defensively for Green Bay?
Yeah, you look at that stat, it's been a while since we saw a dominant run defense. And I don't want to hear people say, well, Packers are playing with the lead, so teams have got to throw. Packers haven't been playing with a huge lead. Jaguars tried to run the ball. We talked about it. They shut down that running game with T.J. Yeldon. Adrian Peterson was shut down. This is actually a very good run defense, Evan. It's something you and I talked about before the season. Maybe a little bit of a concern. But we thought that the outlook for this defense was pretty positive. So I'm not even going to say it's surprising. It's surprising that it's 40 yards per game, 39 and some change. That's surprising to me. It's surprising how well they shut down Adrian Peterson. I think this is a defense that legitimately is doing much better against the run. We've talked about gap control, containing your area, doing your job. In the run game, they've been doing quite well. Now, our secondary play, which I thought was a strong part of our team, has been a bit inconsistent. And part of that might be getting pressure on the quarterback at times because it's one of those things where it doesn't matter who you are at cornerback. You could be Deion Sanders, and if the front 7 is not pressuring the quarterback, tough to defend. But it's not even that all the time, Evan. Times where a cornerback's flat out get beat, and it's going to happen. You get beat as a cornerback. But my concern in the secondary is the inconsistent play, not even from game to game. It's from play to play. It just seems a little bit inconsistent there. But going back, it's funny because Stafford reminds me, if I'm a Lion fan, of Brett Favre days, Evan. And I'm not comparing Stafford to Brett Favre as far as the quality and the numbers and all those things.
but it's the style of play.
It's a guy that is carefree with the ball. He'll take some chances. A lot of that might have been while he's trying to force it into triple coverage with Calvin Johnson. But even when Calvin Johnson was hurt, Evan, Stafford is going to turn the ball over. Now, you hit it right on the head. He's going to make that boneheaded play, and the Packers have to capitalize. You can't let that one ball hit you in the hands and say, oh, next time. You got to take advantage of every one of those errors that Stafford makes, especially at home, and turn it in. I'm not saying you turn it into a pick six, but you turn it into another opportunity for your offense. But as you stated, this is a very talented team. I actually think with the loss of Calvin Johnson, it has made them more balanced. It has made them harder to defend. You know, they brought in Golden Tate along with Calvin Johnson last year, and Tate had a very good year as teams took Calvin Johnson out of the mix. But this year, I mean, Marvin Jones, I think, is a guy that was very underrated in Cincinnati, and he's a guy that can maybe flourish in a Detroit Lion offense. Golden Tate's a good receiver. I think running the ball, you know, like you said, that Abdullah could be a very good back. It makes me wonder sometimes, Evan, too, what Detroit's doing, not trying to establish a running game, because I like him as a running back, and he gave a stat line only 18 carries in two games. You know, this is a guy you drafted. This is a guy that I think could be a very quality NFL running back. Can he be a workhorse? I'm not sure if he's a 20 carry back, but he's certainly more than a 9 carry back. He's a guy that I think could carry the ball 12 to 15 times and get you close to 70, 80 yards a game. But they tend not to want to do that, and they use Riddick a lot. So they're using a dual running back system, which, fine, that's what they want to do. I'm not on the coaching staff. But I think Green Bay can – I don't want to say they can pin their ears back and just go after Stafford, but they've done well against the run. And I think they have to get some pressure on Stafford, and then the secondary is going to have to take advantage of those opportunities. So this is a game where I think Detroit's going to be able to put up some points on our defense. Detroit has moved the ball well in their two games offensively because they can throw the ball. They've got some weapons on the outside. They're trying to mix the run in. But the key for this defense, Evan, will be to keep Stafford in a must-pass situation. Don't get it into a situation where he can use play action or it's second and five or third and three. They need to keep him in long situations where they're obvious passing downs, where they can pin their ears back, maybe send a little bit of pressure, and hope that the cornerbacks can actually play good defense. I think this is an opportunity against good receivers but not great receivers where Green Bay can really go out and flex their muscles and maybe rebound from not being so good the last two games. And again, there's been times where they've been good, but also times when they've been inconsistent. But I think the key on defense is to keep them in obvious passing situations. But then when they do that, they've got to seal the deal. They've got to complete the third down and 12 or the second and 10. They've got to make sure that they're coming through and getting off the field.
Yeah, and the other key thing for Green Bay in this game is they got to win field position. I know they got the worst punter in the NFL. I know that. The punter they have is horrible. He's just awful. But they got to find a way to win field position. They just got to. So the offense is unlikely going to go through the entire game converting every single third down. They will have to punt. Hopefully the offense can help out the punting game a little bit and at least get the ball near midfield before they have to punt. That's going to be another key. Now, I think Green Bay is going to win big. I just don't see Detroit being able to hang with Green Bay. I think Green Bay, as I said, we're going to see a mirage in this one, and most people are going to think that the offense is fixed. And I think Green Bay is going to win this one 35-21. I think Detroit scored the touchdown late in the game to give them that 21 points. But I think Green Bay wins, and I think they win big. But
But for those that are going to be saying that the offense is fixed, all I got to say is not so fast, my friend, to quote Lee Kersol, because one game doesn't make everything fit. So what are your predictions on the game?
Well, I'm gonna laugh, and I'm going to be sarcastic. Well, Evan, they're going to put up 45 points in this game. And so, yeah, look how good the offense played. And then you and I on Monday can say, but it's only Detroit. That's really what I'm going to say. I think the Packers put up 45 points up. I think that this is a defensive team in Detroit that does not scare me like it used to. It used to be that, well, we've really got to control the line because that front four of Detroit is so dominant. They don't scare me anymore, Evan. And I look at our offensive line, which has played good at times, and I think Aaron Rodgers has to mentally just play the game. And what I mean by that, you had mentioned it last week. The Vikings' pressure, I think, a lot of times was in Aaron Rodgers' head. I don't think he trusts his offensive line. He's got to put faith in those guys up front. I think they're doing okay. I think Rodgers has to trust that offensive line. He's got to start going through his progressions and not worry about what I'm going to air quote as fake pressure. I think sometimes he puts pressure on himself thinking that there's pressure there. I mean, I know he does roll out and there is some legitimate pressure at times, but I think the Green Bay Packers haven't put up 45 points. It's at home. This is what I found out is we were very critical of Aaron Rodgers, as is the national and local media. And you had mentioned something that made Aaron Rodgers what I consider great. Playing with a chip on his shoulder, and I'm not saying he did it on purpose, but when people doubt him and when people start criticizing him, he may say he doesn't listen to it. I think that's a bunch of baloney. I think he does listen to it, and when people criticize him, he wants to prove everybody wrong. So that's what's going to happen. Now, it's not going to, like you said, it's not going to fix the problems because it's Detroit. But if you have Aaron Rodgers in your fantasy league, this is the week to play him. Don't sit him down. Against this Lion defense, Evan, if they run the ball, though, that's the thing. If they run the ball and establish the run, they'll score 45 points because Aaron Rodgers then will have a lot of things open in the passing game. But that's the only way. If they only run Eddie Lacy 10 times, Evan, then I think the Packers only score like 28 points. So it's going to come down to that the Packers should have their way. You mentioned punting, Evan. I think this is a game where you see no punts for Green Bay. I really do. That is how much I think they can move the ball in Detroit. It's at home, have their way. But I also think Detroit's going to score points. I think Detroit's going to score 28. So I'm calling 45-28 in a high-scoring affair at Lambeau Field, and that's nothing against the Packer defense. I just think the Lion offense does have some talent, and I think they'll be able to move the ball. One of those scores will probably be aided by a Green Bay turnover. But I'm predicting an offensive fireworks show at Lambeau Field on Sunday, Evan. 45-28. That's my prediction.
Yeah, with that, I don't have anything else to add. I'm going to throw it back to you to let our listeners go.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the show tonight, everyone. It is Thursday night, and we'll get back with you on Monday evening, 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central. Recapping, Evan, what we hope is a Green Bay Packer victory, and then you and I can laugh about how the offense has been fixed in one whole week. But with that said, everyone, for Evan Witalis and I am Troy Otradovic, fasten your seatbelts, put your foot on the gas. We'll get back at you Monday night, 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central. Have a good night, everyone.